This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day at 8:06. It is Kane with Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and also brought to you later today on usfdracing.org, a podcast, and we appreciate the team. So, lots of stuff to talk about. If you haven't heard, probably one of the best super late model races anyone has seen in a while last night at Five Flag Speedway. Fights, cops, papers served, possible arrests, all from the racing on the track. Wow is all I could say. Hang on. Here's what we've got. Joe McArdle standing by in Sunny South Raceway. Yes, they're racing tonight. Exciting stuff. And they've got this new class where they actually have the go-karts with the cages on it for the young kids who've never driven. It's very exciting, very cool. Also, Deep South Speedway, Casey is standing by. And by the way, good morning to Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, live in the studio today. And Chris, I appreciate you coming on board. And we're doing something special with Talladega.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to give away some. Oh, good morning, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
You got Rick Crawford on standby there. Can't wait to talk to him. Talladega Super Speedway 2012 race day package. Four grandstand tickets to Sunday's Aaron's $4.99 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race on May the 6th, as I said. And plus, we got four Sunday pre-race pit passes.
And that's really exciting. And also, I want to go ahead and bring Rick Crawford in and say, good morning, Rick. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, King. Good morning, Chris. How are y'all this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Oh, man, I tell you what, excited. And we were just talking with Rick, and this is really cool. We've got three questions for Talladega. We're going to have you call
it.
What's that? Okay, here's the first one. All right, here's what I'm going to do, because Rick's such a nice guy, and he's going to blow the first question. So, I'm going to give you the hardest question. First question is this, Rick, and you guys write this down because you have to call in. We'll have three questions for Talladega tickets. And now Rick has also said he's going to give us two tickets for tonight. So that's pretty
good. Yeah, two grandstand passes to tonight's event. And look, 30 cars last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some crashes, but I expect a very good car count for Mr. Rick this evening. So
the first question, Rick, and you can help your fans out by this, is, Talladega Motor Speedway, when it first was built, had another name. And do you know what that name is?
Oh, yeah, I know what it was.
I don't believe you. What is it?
I went. I was there.
So you do know what it is. Do you want to give the fans a chance? Or go ahead and tell them what the fan is. We'll let you do that.
Go ahead and tell them what? Go ahead and tell them the answer.
Yeah, tell them the answer. Yeah,
they're going to have to call in the first caller, Rick.
All right. Well, anyway, I'll give him the first word. It's Alabama.
There you go. Okay, so he does know what he's talking about. I wasn't surprised.
Hey, Rick, do not doubt that man.
Never. Hey, you guys, I want to bring you both in here into another exciting show tonight at Mobile International Speedway, the Miller Lite Super Late Models, 100 laps of green flag racing. And if anything it was like last night, first of all, Rick, I want to say, again, thank you for coming on board. Thank you for the tickets. And we've got the open-wheel modified Sportsmen and Bombers. But, again, recap what happened. It's as simple as this. Yes, it was a great emotional win for Garvey, but something led up to it. Grant Enfinger, DJ Vanderlei, and DJ has, we've seen a different attitude the past year or so with him. And explain what you saw and talk to us about last night's activities.
Well, first of all, it was a great race all the way to the end. I mean, if I was a fan last night, I was even a bigger fan, and I called my neighbor and told him, hey, we need to go to Mobile National Speedway tonight because you missed what I saw last night, and this was something. This was awesome. Because I said yesterday on another radio network that the bad boys were back in town, and it was bad last night. I'm going to tell you, that was a bad show, and I'm talking in a good way.
Right.
But anyway, you had Augie Grill took the lead last night right off the bat, and it looked like, oh, it's another race for the 112. Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. There were many lead changes.
Yes.
There was rubbing that you couldn't read a number on the side of some of those cars over there last night. And you just had to guess what was going on, and all of a sudden, it's like these cars are being tore up. But I'm going to tell you, the welding machine at Mobile National Speedway at 9 o'clock this morning is going to be working pretty hard. And we got a bunch of racers. There's a bunch of racers along the Gulf Coast for the Gulf Coast Championship. They're going to repair these cars. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. I know of six cars that didn't race last night in Pensacola.
Wow.
It's going to be part of the show. And so we're going to have a great race tonight.
Well, I tell you what, DJ and Grant got together. It first happened, got into each other, brought out a caution lap 73. And Infinger and Vanderlei, they were a close race for seventh, and Infinger ended up on the short end of it, spinning in turn four, happened right in the middle of the turn, and again, chain reaction to cars everywhere. Under caution, Infinger passed up to his spot, and Vanderlei, wasn't happy about it. What did you see, Chris Carter?
Well, I mean, I was up in the tower with Dan and the rest of the guys up there, and just looked like that DJ did a little under the caution hit Grant, and then from what I've seen, I mean, I've heard multiple stories. I wasn't down there in turn two, so really my word, Rick might have been in a better position to see it. I was told that as Grant was getting out of the car, DJ hit him again.
Backed up and hit him again.
Yeah, but I mean, Rick may can clarify better. And I'm kind of like the neutral guy here. So,
what do you see, Rick?
Yeah, I sort of saw that, but let me put it this way. I want to back off of that just a minute.
Okay.
And let's talk about the two guys.
Okay.
These two guys are on the verge of a big career. Yeah. They really are. They're a class act. They are good race car drivers. They prove it everywhere they go, time and time again. And last night, it looked like they were kids. Mm-hmm. And they had sponsors on the side of these cars. And they destroyed two race cars.
New race
cars. And it's like, you know, my goodness. Looked like to me, and I've seen it in NASCAR a lot, I've seen it on the local level, the spotters could come into play. And rather than aggravate an incident, they need to be the ones trying to help calm it down, because they're the only ones talking to these boys in between their ears. And to be smart about it and to make it to the next level, they're going to have to stop what they did last night. Because tearing up race cars costs owners money. Mm-hmm. And owners money right this minute ain't plentiful like it used to be back in the day. And just like DJ's car last night, he's only got one.
Mm-hmm.
So why use it as a battering ram? Why don't you get out and talk to the other driver, whoop his ass on the front straightaway where the fans can see it.
That's right.
And that's how you settle a damn argument.
You don't settle an argument
by running into each other's race car, because it don't belong to you in the first place.
Fans, if you don't buy a ticket to the races tonight, you are stupid. That is amazing. And, Rick, you're right, though, and that's what the fans want. I guarantee you we're going to sell out the crowd tonight. The problem is, I don't think DJ will be there. I don't think DJ is going to come, because I don't know, A, if his car's there, and B, legally, can he be? I've heard from several different people that he was served papers last night. What do you know about that? As we talked about, there were more, I love the quote, what did you say, there were more what by the cars besides crewmen?
Well, there was more cops by the cars than there was crew members last night. But anyway, really and truly, that could all be put to rest. If DJ has any kind of vegetables, he would be there tonight.
Right.
And it's like, I would be over there working on that car. I would mm-hmm. be over there getting that car back ready to go and prove to the fans
yeah.
and my team, hey, we can come over here and compete. He started, third row to last night.
Wow.
He was in 11th in 20 laps.
Unreal.
He was running 6th in 25 laps. And he had a good car, a good shot at running really good last night. And it just got to be a little touching contest, and he touched too much, and
yeah.
all of a sudden a hurricane come loose and come through the town. So it's just one of those things, and that does happen, folks. It happens on Sunday. It happens on Saturday at the big races,
yeah.
and it happens sometime. Look what Kyle Busch did last year to Ron Hornaday,
mm-hmm.
Running for a championship,
yeah.
and it happens on Friday night, and believe me, it could happen tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, also, Rick, and something that people need to be aware of, you don't know who was in DJ's ear. You don't know who said to do what. And I mean, there's just multiple things that can be looked at regarding this. So I'm not saying I'm picking sides here, but I'm kind of like Kane, what Rick Crawford just said. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like do you even remember about the Kyle Busch and the Ron Hornaday thing?
Mm-hmm.
No. Unless someone brings it up,
right.
yes, then you do remember it.
Right.
It's now water under the bridge. As Rick said, let's go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a good time tonight. But Rick hit the nail on the head. Both are great people.
Right. Well, and this sets up an amazing race because, like you said, Rick, six more cars that weren't there last night. A few got tore up. I guarantee you, like you said, they'll be working on them because they want to compete. They want to compete at your track. There's something about Mobile International Speedway. That's why we have four cars built. We don't race anywhere else besides your track, and we love it. And that's what the drivers want. That's what the fans want. Now, tonight, as we shift gears again, now Garvey was on top. He'll be there again in top form again this evening. But you've got other classes, too. So excitement in just one class. Talk about what else you've got tonight.
We got the Allen II Motors bombers. We got the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, and we got the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds. And all these classes are growing in strength. And we got some great races. I know we had some great races last week in all the classes, and they're coming back for more. And I tell you, you know, it's just like the late models coming into town tonight. These lower divisions, they look forward to racing at Mobile National Speedway. Yeah. They didn't look forward to getting it on, competing, rubbing, beating, and banging, and all this kind of stuff. But they enjoy racing. And it's just like what I mentioned a while ago about the Ron Hornaday, Kyle Busch incident. Nobody won in that kind of incident, that kind of incident that they had in Texas last year. And so, I mean, I was there. I seen it. And actually on the racetrack. So it's like nobody won in that tonight. They want to win. They want to win, and like Chris Kitt said, last night's put behind them. Let's go forward. Let's go race.
Well, I'll tell you what, gates open at 5, racing at 8 tonight. Like you said, every division this year has been great. And talking to the fans, they're blown away at the competition level. Like you said, the Bombers are having amazing races. Sportsmen are doing the same thing every class. And those trucks that you got running with the Prater Realty Superstocks, they're really coming along. Chopper Stagner, again, won the first truck race, And he's been coming closer and closer, lots of testing. So you've got it all packaged tonight. And, you know, cheaper than a movie, great family fun, and a little entertainment and carnage goes a long way for the weekend, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We had a truck, believe it or not, a truck set the track record last week in the Superstock division with Chopper Stagner.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, he works on his truck.
Yeah.
He takes that very seriously. He took sportsman racing very seriously. And he travels all over the country with his sportsman car. He's going to do the same thing with his truck, but right now he's getting it dialed in at Mobile National Speedway, and he's got a really nice truck, and Chopper Stagner's a great driver.
Yeah, well, I know we're going to see lots of them tonight. Rick, we can't appreciate, can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on board, as always.
I kind of even enjoyed hanging out with him a little bit. If you just sit and listen to this man talk.
Oh, yeah. And he's, hey, this boy got some stories now.
you can sit with Rick Crawford for hours.
Second question for Talladega.
Oh, heck no, because it's too easy. I already gave you I'm still working on the third, but I'll go ahead and if you don't know this, I'm going to take your driver's license away, okay? Here you go. Oh. Second question. And go ahead, you guys, if you're listening right now, go ahead and start calling 251-343-0106 to play, okay? 251-343-0106, and we'll get somebody on right here before we go to the next caller. First question was, again, Talladega Super Speedway was formerly known as another name. Part of it is Alabama. I won't say anything else. Rick gave you that one. Now, Rick, there was one guy who is the all-time winning driver there. And how many? He's laughing. And how many wins does this particular man or woman have?
Man or woman? Well, come on now.
I'm just trying to throw people
But let's just go ahead and say it was a man. And I'll put it this way. If he's an all-time winner at Talladega, he is the man.
He is. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's killing me. Rick, we love you, and you can't give away any more answers. We'll talk to you tonight, brother.
Hey, y'all have a great show. It looks like y'all having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. Hey, folks, I'm going to hang up on this 0106 number so you can have the line. So call in and get the contest going, and I'll see everybody tonight. Mobile National Speedway for the fastest fun around. See you guys.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Again, that's Rick Crawford. Again, the number real quick, I want to get all the lines lit, and we got plenty of time. It's my show. No worries. 251-343-0106. Again, now you got four grandstand tickets to Sunday, next Sunday's Aaron, $4.99. And the best part's the pre-race passes, which is awesome. Let's take this caller right. Oh, okay, first caller live on the air. Good morning. Who's this?
Ryan Watt.
Ryan, where are you calling from, bro?
Mobile.
Okay, so you're a Mobile boy. So you heard Rick give all the answers away pretty much. So here we go. Talladega Super Speedway was formerly known as what?
Was it Alabama Motorsports Park?
No, that is close. But thanks for the buzzer. I tell you what, we'll try again. Give us a keep calling, and we'll see if we can get another winner. But just dial us right back up and see what we come up with, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Again, the number 251-343-0106. Start dialing. We'll try to get somebody off the air as well. We'll try to get a win. Hang on. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And good morning to Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, live in his studio. Thank you for helping us try to give away these Talladega Super Speedway tickets. The number is 251-343-0106. Light them up, because the next 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to go ahead and try to give this away. Now, I will go ahead and let you know, we got one winner, and one guy got almost all the way through it. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the answers you need. Three questions. Here we go. The first question was, what was Talladega Super Speedway formerly known as? And you got to tell me this. It was Alabama International Motor Speedway. The second question was, it was a two-part question. One was, who has the most wins at Talladega? It's Dale Earnhardt. I need to know how many he had. And then the third question, Chris Carter.
The third question is going to be involving Dale Earnhardt Jr. How many times has Dale Jr. won at Talladega? Now, how many times has he won? I'm talking nationwide, Bush, ARCA.
Yeah.
How many times has the number 88 or Dale Jr. won?
And this is a great package. This is next weekend's race, and you got pre-race passes. When they do the introductions, you can be right near the stairs where they come down, give them a high five. That's how close at Chris Carter, Montgomery Motor Speedway, Talladega Speedway, and, of course, Full Throttle Racing is going to get you. So that's pretty good. Again, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
And Marka Chastain, don't forget, she is the one, a good friend of mine. Her brother, Anthony Spiriti, works over in Pascagoula. Good friends, good people.
Marka's the one that's hooking us up when we appreciate that. Rick Crawford also giving you tickets to tonight's show at Mobile Speedway, but there's other shows too, so I can see you guys starting to dial. Go ahead, 251-343-0106. We bring on now Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway, which I like to say is our own private Bristol in our own backyard at Grand Bay. And Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, I'm always thrilled to have you guys on. And we were just talking off the air, and congratulations. Another McCardle is graduating into the expensive racing industry. And obviously, she's been a hot shot. Josie's going to take her first run tonight over at the Speedway. Can you tell us what she's running? Because this is a brand-new class called the Mighty Mites. And there's a lot of buzz about these things, Joe.
Okay, basically, we took the four to eight-year-old children who's never raced before.
Yeah.
Put them in a go-kart with a roll cage, five-point harness, all the good stuff, armory stands, and we're teaching them how to race. In fact, you know, we had five races scheduled, which are not really races. Mm-hmm. They're going to get together five different times this year. We've given participating plaques to everybody that shows up. We teach them flags. We even got them going through the tech building, teaching them different things. It's a good class. I'm 120% behind the whole idea of what we're trying to do. I mean, these are tomorrow's races. And, yes, we have got another McArdle racer down there. This is Josie. Man, this girl is killing me. She can't wait for nothing. She has no patience, reminding me of somebody else in the family.
Uh-oh.
She is ready to go.
She got that helmet on. She sleeps in the helmet, doesn't she?
Oh, man. This little girl is something else. You know, I ordered a set of gloves from Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh.
She says, Papa, she says, how... when will it be here? I said, Josie, 2 days. She says, Papa, 2 days from Atlanta? She says, no, that's not fast enough, Papa.
She's figuring it out. Well, that's good. And, you know, this is great because you guys have had an engine claim rule. You've got Randy Schatz out of Bayou LeMaitre, who's an amazing motor man. Anyone who knows carts along the Gulf Coast knows that name. And he's keeping it fair. You've got a tire rule, gear rule, so it all comes to the driver. And these aren't super, super fast. So if parents are listening, and if you've always wanted to get your kids into racing, this is it. Grand Bay, Alabama, not far away at Sunny South Raceway. And you guys, like I said, six times. And you've got, it's not hard to find these carts. You can go Craigslist, and I'm sure you probably got some folks that you can probably find a couple for.
Yes, sir. We've got a couple more picked out. But one thing I want to add, it's a junior cart. Senior cart is a little bit too big. But yes, it's a junior, I think it's called junior sport.
Junior champ or a senior champ. The champ cart's
champ
actually.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, let me ask you. I've always enjoyed watching the other classes that you have. You've got the Pro Challenge cars and trucks, and obviously you've got what you're known for there at Sunny South is the Legend cars. These cars are something special because they're so light and they've got so much horsepower. But, again, it's a driver's class because IMEX and you guys have come up with some different kind of rules that really keep these cars pretty equal, don't they?
Yes, sir. It's spec racing.
Yeah.
You know, the car has to wear a certain weight before the driver and then again after the driver, but it's spec racing engine. We only allowed to change plugs, carburetors, and oil. Everything else has to be done at the shop in North Carolina, which makes it kind of hard. But what I like about it is when you go to the tech building, you know the guy in front of you, behind you, next to you is just as legal as you are.
Yeah, and it makes you can't say that about all the other tracks.
Really, I mean, and yes, it's called spec racing, but I think in the long run it works out great.
Well, you know, you guys have had you guys have been around forever. The history of the track originally was J&J Motor Speedway, and I still have people at all the other tracks along the Gulf Coast tell stories about running dirt out there. And you've been involved with this track from, I wouldn't say from the very, very beginning, but you've been there a while.
Well, even since it's from asphalt, Joe McCardle has. Yeah. Even when I run, you know, for Mitch, that Joe McCardle has always been a staple in South Raceway, regardless with his sons, with little Joseph, his grandson. So, you know, I would go down and being quoted as Joe McCardle is part of Sunny South Raceway big time. So
and we appreciate everything you do for, like you said, the new racers, because really, you know, most places don't have a facility like you guys have got. And, you know, with what we're trying to do, expand the new racers and get families that aren't involved in it into it. Karting's a good start, but where do you go from there? I tell you, you go to Sunny South Raceway. You've got the Bandoleros. You've got a great class of Bandos right now, don't you, Joe?
Yes, sir, we do. We got a real good class, and we got another engine. It seems like all our Bandolero drivers come from far, far away.
Which
Selmer's not all that far, but we've got a young kid coming in from Selmer. I raced 2 years in Atlanta, got tired of the flat track, so now he races with a little 66 McGillibury. And, you know, that's what it's about. And we got another legend driver whose mom and dad, hats off to. They bought a car. They come to our track the first race and were our guests, walked around introducing everybody, getting the phone numbers of the people who had cars for sale.
Oh, yeah.
And they went to Pensacola and bought a car. And, in fact, they are renting the track this next Monday night. Oh. They're not throwing the kids to the wolves. Yeah. You know, they're going to give them some seat time and do it right, you know. And that's what it's about. We're there to help.
Yeah, and you guys always do such a great job. And
we're there to help.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, how can we find the track? Because you've got great racing tonight. I imagine what? Gates open, what time do the gates open today?
Gates open at 4 o'clock. And like always, we give you the track 2 hours of practice from 4:30 to 6:30. I don't believe there's another track that does that.
No, no.
And that's included in your entry fee. Come in for 2 hours, you know, dial it in, change something.
And that's that's every class. I mean, you're not just doing it just for the
every class. Yeah. And we will race you as many times as you show up in that grid on practice.
That's so true. It's a beautiful facility. Go online to sunnysouthraceway.org. And again, you've got to come check it out. And Joe, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate it this morning, and especially being a sponsor with the show, because it's always, I mean, I have a special place in my heart for that, because that's where I started racing in the Stingers, Chris.
Really? I mean, I think there's a lot of people like you, me, Chris Carter. We all have got our places on the show. We all got history with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And one little thing, we got an extra purse tonight for Stingers. Georgetown Collision donated $100 to the winner. And Team MacArthur bumped him and offered $101. So we got, and tonight we're going to build it up in the stands. We're going to see what we can do for the Stingers tonight.
You always have to win. You always have to win.
Yeah, imagine that.
I'm just trying to get started. I could have given him $100, but $101 sounds better.
I love you, Joe. That's
one
so
of them
awesome.
Good old Sunny South hamburgers, huh?
There you go. Hey, Come on out, man.
All right, Joe. I am going to come see you tonight, Mr. Joe, just for a little bit, so make sure you got my name down there.
Joe, we appreciate you. God bless, and we'll see you next weekend, my friend.
All right, man.
All right, there you go, Joe McCardle. Again, real quick, great raceway, Sunny South Raceway. One more time, opening up the phone lines. If you're sitting around, and this is a great opportunity for you to win a great prize package. Again, the number is 251-343-0106. Even if you're laying in bed, race car drivers, if you want to go to Talladega, it's not hard to hit the button there. And again, a great 4 grandstand tickets to Sunday's Aaron 499 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. Also, 4 tickets pre-race, and you'll get 2 grandstand tickets tonight. And I got another call. Let's take another call right here, Chris Carter. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
It's Dwayne.
Dwayne, okay. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Mobile.
All right, a lot of Mobile folks calling. That's good. Now, again, the answers, I hope, because we already asked a couple of these questions. So we'll go down the list. Talladega Super Speedway was formerly known as
Alabama International
Motor
Motor Speedway.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's right. All right, there's one. Now, the second question, I'm trying to be nice. I want to give these folks, and these guys are calling in. Trust me, it's early. Okay, second question was, we need it's a two-part. Who has won the most races at Talladega?
Dale Earnhardt.
And how many has it been?
I believe it was 8.
Oh, man, you are off just a little. Chris Carter, back me up on that. Okay, all right, call me back, my friend, okay?
All right,
there you go, man. We're good.
Bukitty might call in. I got a buddy out there. I want to say hey to old Bukitty. Okay. Call on in, Rick. We know you're listening, buddy.
That's right, 251-343-0106. And if no one, I'm going to tell you this. If no one gets this, Chris, I'm going to take these tickets to Mobile International Speedway tonight, and we'll give them away there.
Somebody will win them. Somebody's going to Talladega, Kane.
Yeah, if not...
Me and you go.
Well, let's go.
Michelle will not allow it.
I know it. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk. 106.5 later, thanks to United States Fire Department Racing. We're going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org. And I'd like to say thank you to Five Flag Speedway, the latest track that is on the track program. And Chris Carter of Montgomery Motor Speedway,
yeah.
You're on the track program as well with USFD Racing. And we have the logo up on the site. And pretty much anytime you see the logo of the USFD Racing on the website, you guys give big discounts to EMTs, first responders. And I want to thank you. And I want to thank Tim Bryant for coming on board on that as well.
It's just a cool deal to be involved with.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I know, and I'm going to put him on the spot because I know he said he'd already do it. Casey, you're going to come on board with that too, aren't you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I figured as much. Casey's got it. And Casey Hines from Deep South Speedway. We were just talking about off the air and how there's a full moon aura the past couple of weeks around here. So many, it seems like you go to a fight and maybe a race will break out. You know what I'm saying? And we were just talking about last weekend, you guys had some major brawling over there. And the thing is that all this does is shows the compassion that these people have for the cars. A lot of these folks and these teams, these racers, they put in hours of time away from work, away from the family, to put these cars out on the track for just about 15 minutes of glory and a lot of excitement. And so when something goes wrong and your helmet's on tight, stuff happens, doesn't it, Casey? But you've never been, you've never done that, have you?
No.
Liar.
Never.
And you've never cheated either.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
That's right. Well, tell us about what happened last weekend and what you got this weekend. Deep South Speedway.
Last weekend, the tempers kind of reached a boiling point, and a couple of drivers went to fist fighting and took it out and crashed each other on the track. And man.
What class was this?
This was in the Bombers.
Really? Really? Yeah. And that's one class that you guys have had a lot of cars, 19, 20, 21 cars typically. Well, what was the story behind it? Is just a couple competitors getting a little too tough?
Yeah, getting too tough and just got a little too personal for each of them, and male and a female driver. So it's...
My mouth just dropped because I won't say the name, but I'm like, really? Wow. Go to the website. You'll figure it out, deepsouthdirt.com. So, well, let me ask you, as a track promoter, when this stuff happens, A, who do you root for? No, I'm just kidding. I probably know the answer, but now what do you do? Because you kind of have to show an example to the fans, because, you know, you got kids in the stands, and granted, some people want to come see that, but some people do get offended by that. How do you handle that with these drivers? What do you tell them, and what kind of punishments are handed down?
Well, the driver's got a 2-week suspension and a $500 fine, mostly for the intentional crashing of a car. Uh-huh. That's something we don't tolerate up there. Somebody could seriously be hurt.
Stupid.
Crashing a car, especially when one's wide open and one's going caution speed.
Well, that sounds like something that happened last night. So there's something, I mean, the drivers just, is it the emotion again? Is it just too much? These people put too much into it? I mean, what, as a race car driver, how do you explain that to someone who's not a race car driver? Because they're looking, what an idiot. Why'd he do that?
Yeah, just heat of the moment, caught up in it, and just emotions are all, you know, racing is a very emotional sport.
It
can get tempers can flare.
And it happens. Well, tonight you've got a great deal with the Stingers, which are the beginning class. 500 to win, but here's cool. It's night one of two with the Stinger double blowout. But if the same Stinger driver wins both nights, he or she gets an extra $200. And you've got five other classes going on. Totally. So tell us about why you did this with the Stingers, and what do you expect to see in that class tonight?
I expect to see a pretty good bit of them, just some good racing, and just trying to get something different with the Stingers. You know, most of the tracks always, everybody always has stuff for other classes, and the Stingers don't ever really get a chance to run too much for, you know, a little bit better money, and trying to do just a two-week deal for them to, you know, it's a class that is very economical, and trying to get maybe some fans and people see it and maybe want to go build one.
Well, and that's the thing. These are front-wheel drive cars. They're called Stingers down here. You hear Buzz Class and things like that. And, Chris, you know, these cars are a lot of fun, but it's a great way for drivers to learn because front-wheel drive car in the dirt's not going to really slide as much as what you're used to.
Well, not unless you use that emergency brake a little bit, I guess. But it is. It's a good little It's a good little entry-level class. You know, we got it up at Montgomery. Of course, Casey has it. They have it at Sunny South. And it actually, when you get down to it, think about how many times you've ever seen a bad or horrible Stinger race. I don't really recall ever seeing. It seems like every time these guys get out there, whether it's 5 or 50, those guys put on a show.
Let me tell you, there was a guy on Facebook, and I wish I knew who it was, but it was a couple weeks ago in the Stinger race from Deep South Speedway. He's got like 3 cameras on his Saturn, and wow, if that doesn't want to make you go buy a Saturn and or just a Stinger and participate, because you can see how huge the track is, how smooth it is, and boy, these cars, they really do sail through the turns pretty good, don't they, Casey?
Yeah, they do, and that driver that you're talking about with the cameras is a Carl Dotson.
Carl Dotson, look him up, Dodson on Facebook, and you've got to see
that thing, and he'll be back tonight.
Oh, you know what? He might be the one to put your money on, don't you think?
Yeah, he's the regular over at in Milton Southern Raceway there, and he wins a lot.
Well, he'll be here for the
come over to Deep South Speedway and win.
I got a question for you. I always do this every time I'm sitting in the studio with Kane, and Kane knows who I'm fixing to ask about. How's my buddy and one of my very dear good friends, Larry Siffer, doing?
He's good. I'm hoping he'd be here tonight, and he actually had a little ankle injury Monday.
Oh, Lord.
And he's going to try to get off in that race car tonight, hopefully.
I tell you what, I bet he does.
Yeah, and that's the Nesmith.
I think so.
The Nesmith Crate Late Models, you guys got good cars, and what's special about those cars?
It's a late model that everybody, you know, likes, and they're powered by the GM crate engines, and just keeping it affordable, and supposed to be an affordable.
Is there such class. Thing?
No, I don't think there's no form of affordable racing. They just don't go really together.
Let me ask you, you know, vintage cars are off tonight. We're talking with Casey Hines from Deep South Speedway, which is in Loxley, I-10 through Alabama. It's the Loxley exit 4 miles north, and it's right on the left. You got lots of signs. You can't miss the track. What has been the biggest thing for you this year to get the fans in the stands, and what are you hearing from the fans? Because from what I've seen out of all the racetracks around the Gulf Coast, you are constantly getting sometimes better fan counts than some of the other tracks. And what do you say that? I mean, why is that? What brings the fans to the dirt track?
Well, I like to just keep it family oriented, entertaining. I've got two announcers up there, Butch and Lewis, and they both do a great job at just keeping the crowd entertained.
Well, they're
making them feel a part of it.
Well, and another thing is, like you said, family friendly. When I come, I don't have a problem with the kids running around. I know it's going to be safe and stuff. And then you've got something cool for the rowdier crowd. Since you guys don't serve alcohol, for $5, you guys can bring your own beer in. How great is that?
Wow.
Yeah, let them bring your cooler full of beer.
And what they do is they chain link these people in their own little cage during the race. No, no, it's not.
Well, yeah, and that's that's one thing that we keep interesting there is, you know, you're allowed to bring coolers, but you're only allowed to have beer.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure you bring something to have a party with.
So no Jaeger bombs.
No
Jaeger bombs.
We don't need that at the track. It doesn't sound like with the action that's on the track already, the Nesmith Crate Late, so the 03 of Chris O'Connor, is he going to be someone that we need to watch? He's been to Victory Lane this year.
Well, he's he had something come up for the weekend that he's got the kids' baseball tournament and stuff. So his car will be there, and he's hired a driver out of North Alabama coming down to drive that thing.
Well, you've got some great sponsors. I think you should thank them because I know one of them is Terry Thompson Chevrolet taking you home and to the track every weekend.
Yeah, Terry Thompson, they're a real big part of us, helping us keep the place open and right there in Daphne. So anybody looking for a vehicle, go over there and see them. You know, we just picked up Bully Dog. They've been they're helping out this year. Just trying to get, make sure I get everybody there and Pepsi out there. And then we just picked up the Contingency Connection. It's helping out with a lot of other stuff too, and the battery shop in Mobile.
Well, what time do the gates open tonight?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in racing. It's 7, if I'm not mistaken.
It's 7 o'clock.
That's perfect.
Sharp.
Sharp, that's right. Deep South Speedway is where you got to go. Again, I-10 launch the exit 4 miles on the north. Casey, you always have exciting racing, and break out the boxing gloves. Maybe we'll have some fun tonight, huh?
maybe.
You tell those bomber drivers to settle down, and that young lady, I know who she is. We're going to watch that young lady. I know who she is. Hey, Casey, we love you, and we appreciate you being part of the show, brother.
No problem. Thank you. Good thing talking to you, Chris.
All right, there you go. There's Casey Hines. And coming up next, we're going to come back and we're going to give away these Talladega
tickets. We need a winner.
That's right. 251-343-0106. Start dialing now. Talladega tickets and also tickets to tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. There we go. Welcome back to the show at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to the sponsors, Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Last night, yesterday for lunch, had huge gators right up there. 7-footer. And you can feed them. You're not supposed to, but you do. You know what I'm saying. So Ed Seafood.
It's like a habit.
It's all right. Mobile International Speedway tonight. 2 tickets available right now. Every line is lit. Thank you. 251-343-0106. Montgomery Motor Speedway, your track, Chris Carter. Sunny South Raceway and Deep South Speedway. So much racing to go. We've got 4 tickets to give away to Talladega. We've got some Talladega trivia. So we'll go straight to the lines right now and take this person. Good morning and welcome to the show. Who's this?
This is Wayne.
Wayne. Okay, Wayne again. Let's see what you got. Now, Wayne, you know the questions, I think. So go ahead. Chris Carter, you want to start up the questions? The first question was,
what is the first name of Talladega Super Speedway?
Yeah, the very first one. Do you remember what it was?
Alabama International Motor Speedway.
All right. Well, he says it with confidence. I think Wayne might be the winner. All right. Now, this is going to get a little tougher now. Now, the guy who's won the most races there is?
Let's see. Maybe Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, man. He's cocky. He knows it. This is where we've stopped. Now, how many races has he had?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
He's counting on the computer. I know what you're doing, Wayne.
I like Wayne.
I know what you're doing.
But here's where we go. This is where it's been a kicker. Dale Jr. now. He's also won some races there. We need to know how many exactly has he won at that track for the tickets and tickets tonight to Mobile Speedway.
6.
Yeah!
Wow. Race fan. All right, brother. You got it, man. So your internet's working good this morning like ours, right? Hey, Wayne, where are you calling from again?
Right here in Saraland, Alabama, working on the bomber number 23.
Are you going to break it out tonight?
No, still hampered by a broke can and not able to get around.
That doesn't stop a real racer.
Yes, it does. Wayne, what's your last name?
Ridgeway.
Oh, Lord. What's he doing there, Wayne? Wayne Ridgeway, you should have never told me your last name because I know you, and I just don't see a broken hand actually slowing you down, brother.
No. Wayne races at Mobile International Speedway, does a great job. He's had the luck of Hurricane Motorsports this year. God bless you. It's because you park next to us, I guess. Some of our funk flies onto your car, but but honestly, good job. Now, you'll be at the track tonight, won't you, Wayne?
So, wait, let's do it.
Of course. I'll be there tonight, and I'd like to say hello to Chris. You also, Derek, wish everybody a happy race day. And
thank you.
We're going to have a heck of a show at Mobile tonight.
I tell you what, if you heard the show earlier from Five Flag Speedway with the stuff with Grant Enfinger and DJ, and I think the best quote was Rick Crawford say, well, if DJ has any vegetables, he'll be there tonight. I don't know what vegetables means. I don't know, but I can probably figure it out. And, Chris, you can tell me after the air.
Cantaloupes and cucumbers.
If I had a few more dollars, I got the vegetables. If a few more dollars, 23 would be there tonight.
Well, you know what? I tell you, Wayne, I can't wait to see you come to the pits over there, Hurricane Motorsports. We'll have everything ready for you. And obviously, you've got a couple folks you can get in tonight at Mobile Speedway. Wayne, we got to talk a little bit about Montgomery, but God bless you, brother, and we'll see you tonight at the track.
All right, happy race day, everybody. We love y'all.
Good talking to you, Wayne. And Wayne, like I said, is an amazing driver, and that's cool that he won the tickets, man.
Oh, Wayne's been around a while, you know. I mean, he's been good people.
Good people. So, well, let's talk again. Thank you again one more time to Marka. She gave us the tickets.
Marka Chastain.
Yes, four tickets to the Aaron's $4.99, taking care of our buddy Wayne there, the driver of the 23 Bomber. That still blows me away. That's awesome. You've got a track, Montgomery Motor Speedway. Obviously, you're not racing today because you're here today. When's your next race, Chris?
May the 12th, $5,000 to win, 100 laps, pro late models.
Really?
Yeah, and thank you, Gresham, for scheduling on top of us. There is a super late model race there, but I am in the talks with Bobby Knox. We're going to talk about maybe raising that $5,000 purse, and here's what I'm going to do, people. This is what we're talking about doing, is you win $5,000, and this Tracy Goodson and me was talking last night. You win $5,000, but third place gets $900. It's such a major drop. So, listen, people, if you know me, do not misinterpret what I'm telling you. We are in the process of talking about a little bit more money for the winner and paying better
down the line.
In other words, in my heart, the guy that finishes 10th works just as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you know, if it was my way to do it and nobody else to answer to, we would pay all the way down to at least 10th place, could buy tires.
How is that printing machine? Is that money coming out pretty good?
No.
Sponsors.
And there's people that's on board. There's people that's come on. There's people that's agreed to do stuff. They've left. They've come on. They've left. Got Cale Gill's going to be racing with me on the 12th.
Oh,
Bubba Gill's going to be racing. We're going to have the Rolling Thunder Modified Series.
And we've had them on the air here, and that's an incredible
Rich
series.
Rich Peters, yes.
Absolutely. Richard's great.
And here's the deal, what we're doing. And listen, you modified drivers, Donald Crocker, Gerald Wilkerson, Donnie Hamrick, I know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
The rules, they've made it to where, you know, the Rolling Thunder Modified Series runs a two-barrel motor.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich was like, well, let's just let them run two barrels. Well, these motors are not built for two barrels.
No,
they're four-barrel built motors. Yeah. So we kind of got the kinks worked out to where these Mobile and Pensacola guys, which my home track guys, can come play with us on the 12th.
That, and I'm telling you, that would be because you're not racing along the Gulf Coast.
No.
Not the modifieds. And that is going to be, if you really want to test yourself as a driver away from the track, Montgomery's another beast, but also with those drivers coming in this national series.
Yes, and Bubba Gale. Bubba Gale will give you all you want. I promise you that.
Don't go. Bubba's going. He's got one already.
Just because he had a heart attack, don't let it fool you. But then you got the Donnie Hamricks, the Gerald Wilkerson, and Donald Crocker. I mean, we can go on and on about the talent. Now, listen to this. I got rained out last week, okay?
Right.
I called the race on a Thursday. I thought it was the right thing to do. It gave plenty of out-of-town people time to make their plans and not come.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing. Good job, Chris Carter. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for that. I have more compliments. I was worried about it, a nervous wreck for 2 days, but then it was said and done. It did rain.
Yep.
Rained out Huntsville, Greenville dirt track. So, all right, May 19th is going to be the makeup date. I will run the trucks. I will run the Bombers.
Oh.
Bombers, $800 to win. I'm going to split them up. 15 laps, $400 to that winner. We'll race another race, then bring the Bombers
dual
back.
Dual 15s
in the Bombers? I think it's pretty neat because after the first race of that Bomber race on May 19th, we're going to totally invert the field.
Oh, wow.
Am I a genius or what?
I love that. in a Bomber class. I mean, that's something, like you said, those beginner classes you're going to do don't get to do as much. You can obviously find Chris Carter online on Facebook and also at MontgomeryMotorspeedway.com. We appreciate you coming on board. Again, thank you for the tickets, the four grandstand tickets, Wayne Ridgway. I still love it. I'm just like,
that's a trip.
Wayne!
What's your last name? Ridgway.
I was like,
I enjoy coming here. I appreciate everything you do. And, you know, it's just nothing like I love coming home. And after last night at Five Flags, and, you know, my home track is right here at Mobile International Speedway. People, you better come tonight. I promise.
Rick Crawford has got it set up. Again, if DJ Vanderlei, I know he's listening. They're working on their car. DJ, prove to everybody that you're a driver, not a wrecker tonight. I'll put it right out there. I mean, prove it that your attitude this year is not as bad as what everyone says. You're getting boos out there now and for the wrong reasons. Turn them into yays and cheers tonight. I'm going to be on the mic, and I'm going to be working on it. I'm telling you, I'm going to call it like I see it, and that's what I do at the track.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I don't. I'm out there to have some fun, but dig it, and we hope that everything goes well. Thank you again to all my folks on Cooper Tires tonight, the Hurricane Motorsports folks. Daniel, appreciate everything you guys do. Gosh, you guys get the whole entire crew. Mark over there. You've got Tim. You've got everyone else in the shop, and including Jesse. Advanced Auto Parts, also Aaron's Rent to Own. Thank you guys so much for being part of it. Ed's Seafood Shed, Skywatch Traffic, Southern Signs and Graphics, and this show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane, later today. Again, you can hear a podcast at usfdracing.org. God bless. We love you. I'll see you at the track later, Chris.
Peace out, White Trout.